Hello and welcome to Eve's Apple, the podcast. I am Kanyisa Boy. This podcast is in partnership with First Women Digital. We're going to be talking about abortion. We will touch on the choice of termination of pregnancy act of South Africa and also talk you through available options up until 12 weeks of pregnancy. We're joined by Khaled Mphahlele. Khaled is a professional nurse and a clinician trainer. Before we go to Khaled, we took to the streets to hear what you think surgical abortion is.
When I hear surgical abortion, I think a surgical abortion is a surgery, and that means pain.
When I hear surgical abortion, I think of scissors. I think of pain.
Sure. Now that we know what your concerns are, we are going to ensure that they are covered in this podcast. Let's go to Khaled. Khaled, welcome, and thank you so much for agreeing to have this conversation with us. Give us a bit of background.
Okay. My name is Khaled Mphahlele. I'm a professional nurse by profession. I studied my four-year degree with Tshwane University of Technology in Pretoria. From there, I worked as a professional nurse in Mpumalanga at Winifred Mabua Community Healthcare Clinic, and moved over to Maristopes, where I worked as a safe abortion provider. And from there, started working also with Doctors Without Borders as a worked as a clinical activity manager of safe abortion services and family planning. And yeah, now currently I'm freelancing. I'm doing more SRH advocacy for safe abortion, and also mentorship for safe abortion care providers.
Fantastic. Now we know we're talking to the right person. Khaled, abortion in South Africa is legal, and a lot of work is channeled into speaking about safe abortion access. What would you say is the uniquely South African behavior when it comes to access?
Like you said, safe abortion in South Africa has been legal since 1996 with the Act 92 of 1996, where currently where we are at, there's a lot of advocates for safe abortion care. There's a lot of advocates for reproductive health care services for women. And where currently we stand in South Africa with regards to access is that we have a lot of people talking about safe abortion care services, but there are a few implementers of the service. There are a few providers that are willing to provide the service. There are a few organizations that are really putting money on the table for the service itself, whereby we have seen that the Department of Health is not really on par in terms of funding the comprehensive SRH services, whereby you're finding facilities, there's only one provider who is supposed to provide for entire district, and providers that are overburdened with work and are not really well taken off. They don't have regular debriefings that they are supposed to be having. And also with the service regarding safe abortion access, that, you know, there is a high demand and there's a lot of illegal providers that are out there that are constantly providing the service to young women out there, all due to lack of service availability in the healthcare in the government healthcare sector.
True. Illegal providers, or what I'd like to call drug dealers, are a real problem when it comes to safe access, because we don't have issues of legality, but to safe access to abortion. What would you say is the importance thereof of testing early for pregnancy?
I think the importance of testing early for pregnancy is to know when is it that you fall pregnant, like the importance of knowing your cycle as a woman, and when you miss that first period, that, you know what, let that be a warning sign, you know what, something might be wrong, do a pregnancy test. The safe abortion is much simpler and safer when it's earlier, when it's done. Like you can do your medical, even if you do your manual vacuum aspiration, it's safer when it's earlier, because the bigger the pregnancy gets, the more complication, the higher the risk is of doing the termination.
Yes. So now I've tested and I have a positive pregnancy test. I decide that I don't want to continue with the pregnancy. Give me the different ways I'm able to terminate a pregnancy according to the stages of pregnancy.
See, the first thing is that you need to go to an accredited facility where they provide safe abortion services. And there are two different ways that the termination can be done. The firstly is the medical abortion. So with medical abortion, they basically give you tablets, medication to terminate the pregnancy. How it works is that you're given one pill, which is called mifepristone, which is a progesterone inhibitor. So that basically stops the pregnancy from growing. After 24 hours of taking the first pill, you get another four tablets, which is called misoprostol, which you put underneath your tongue, and then you let them dissolve for about 30 minutes, which they take about 4 to 6 hours to work. And once they start working, you'll feel your body start shivering, and they cause also a bit of diarrhea and a bit of abdominal cramps. And then from there, you're going to have like a heavy period with blood clots. That's basically the pregnancy being terminated. So the second one, which is known as the manual vacuum aspiration. So basically, it's like a suction where the pregnancy is suctioned out, which also can be done on the same day upon request. So basically, same way of you come in the morning, you'll do your consultation, and then you'll be given two options, either do the medical or manual vacuum aspiration, which will be your choice after the consultation that you have. So with aspirations, basically almost like similar how you do your pap smear, where you insert a speculum into the vagina, and then from there you insert a plastic cannula. So normally with the pap smear, they take a smear from the mouth of the cervix. Now with the vacuum aspiration, a cannula, it's like a straw like, which is inserted into your uterus and then connected to the aspirator, which vacuums out the pregnancy. Depending on how big the pregnancy is, on average between 10 and 12 weeks can take about 5 to 10 minutes to do. And with that also, it's associated with a bit of pain and discomfort, but you are given pain medication prior to the procedure being done.
Nakhaladi waits. A lot of women are under the impression that manual vacuum aspiration is actually a surgical procedure. What is the truth?
People are like, they would ask, and like, I don't know, I think it's how people communicate. You really, like, in your African languages, you don't have what is a vacuum. You can't really explain it. They'll tell you there's a medical and then there's a surgical. So the surgical is the manual vacuum aspiration, which has been spoken about most of the time. No, if women come, sometimes will tell, you know what, I want to do the surgical, because everything is done at the healthcare facility, and when I go home, I don't have anything to worry about, because the termination has all happened in the facility. So the vacuum aspiration is the surgical procedure, because it is a semi-surgical procedure, if you can put it that way, because you are going to have your cannula, which is going to be inserted into your uterus and aspirating and vacuuming the pregnancy out.
I think that is a big debunking of a myth right there. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's talk about pain. What can we use for pain management? Here, I'm thinking about during and after.
With both procedures, your medical abortion and your surgical abortion, yes, pain medication is given. Also, if you're going to be doing your manual vacuum aspiration, we say normally 30 minutes before the procedure, you're given an injection of Voltaren or diclofenac injection, which also helps with numbing the pain. But and also analgesics like your Pinamols, you are also given, or Brufens to help with the pain if you're experiencing any pain. Or prior, even with the medical, you are given pain medication to take home while doing it. So mostly the pain, they say it's like a horrible period pain. That's how most women would describe it.
That's great. I think it really helps to know what to expect, because I think one of the biggest deterrents when person is thinking about MVA is pain. Now, after the procedure has been done, how much bleeding should I expect?
After the procedure, yes, you are gonna medical and surgical. There is bleeding that's going to be there after the procedure, but it's gonna be like light, like your normal period, nothing heavier than that. But if it happens that it's something heavier than that, then there's something wrong which needs to be discussed further. But during your consultation, that is discussed with the patient.
That said, how quickly can I get back to my normal life? For example, if I had morning sickness or I had all manner of pregnancy symptoms, how long do I have to wait until I get back to normal, until I get my body back, basically?
So with the manual vacuum aspiration, I think it differs from individual. Like immediately after the procedure, you are back to normal, I can say. There's not really any severe side effects. Some people think, no, I won't be able to walk out of the clinic. You'll walk out the same way you came in with nothing wrong. And immediately after that, you can go back to your daily activities. And then the morning sickness and the pregnancy symptoms, that takes some time to weigh off out of your system, because those are hormones in your blood system. And then it takes about a week or two for it to wear off. Like with your pregnancy test, even after you've done your termination, the pregnancy test will remain positive for another 7 to 14 days, and then afterwards it will be negative because of the hormones in your system.
All right. So, I mean, I know everybody else is thinking it, so I'm going to go right ahead and ask it. How soon can I have sex?
As soon as you feel ready. But also what we educate is that, you know what, after the termination, it's very important to get on some kind of family planning method, either be your oral contraceptives, your injections, or your patch, or inserting IUD or an implanon. That's another thing that we continuously encourage the patients as well.
Now, Khaladi, say I've had an MVA more than twice. Does it at all impact on my ability to be able to conceive if I do in the future want to have a child?
Yes, you can still have children if you choose to after having manual vacuum aspiration.
Okay, so we've talked about medical abortion and about the fact that MVA abortion is not a surgical procedure with scissors and stuff, which is the biggest deterrent for people who need it. This has been really a refreshing conversation. Now, what public and private health information do we need to have to be able to access the service? And also, is the access to the service easy?
That it's your right as a woman to have an abortion, and no one can talk you out of it, and no one can make that decision besides you when you want to have it. And the other thing that you need to know is that there are accredited facilities that are allowed to provide safe abortion services. So it's not all healthcare facilities that are accredited to provide safe abortion services. So in the public sector, you'll have to ask at your nearest clinic or hospital which facilities are providing safe abortion services, and which what's the process of getting the abortion there. And then in the private health information, it's obviously your private practitioners, and you got your organizations like your Mary Stopes, and to make sure when you go to your service, to your private facilities, it's a registered healthcare provider. He's got a practice number, and they are registered to provide healthcare. So the important thing that we said earlier on, immediately when you miss your first period, do your pregnancy test. If you don't want the pregnancy, go to your nearest facility. You go online, they are, just check which of healthcare facilities provide safe abortion services, and you go to those facilities.
Thank you so much, Kaladi, for joining us and also for driving home the importance of early pregnancy testing. I think that is one of the things that ensures that you do have options. You know, you can choose between a medical abortion and a manual vacuum aspiration abortion if you test early. To just drive home that MVA is a same day procedure. You can go back to your normal life as soon as you're ready. In public clinics and public hospitals, you might find that you need to book. So that early pregnancy testing, that process of booking is also a real part of ensuring that you get the service as soon as you need it. And as with any procedure, if you see that there are abnormalities or anything that makes you uncomfortable, then you can go back to the health facility for further assistance. This is a valid option. It is your right, and it is available in public and private sector. Again, thank you so much to Kaladi Mphahlele for joining us for this session. This was in partnership with Women First Digital. Until next time, it is goodbye.